Genetically modified mosquitoes are being used in many areas of the world to combat mosquito-borne illness, and now are being released in the hopes of stemming the tide of Zika virus infection. Mike Clagg, dean of the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, says he's hopeful about the strategy.
The idea of using vectors that are incompetent somehow has been around for a long time. We're taking a more sophisticated approach now with genetically engineered mosquitoes. If you look at the dengue work in Singapore, you need to replace more than 90% of the mosquitoes with the incompetent mosquitoes. This is being done in Brazil now. I think there's evidence in other settings it has worked, but you need a lot of mosquitoes.
Clagg says there's a lot to be learned about controlling mosquito populations using lab-grown insects, with the potential for improving control of global scourges such as malaria, as well as Zika. For now, he reminds everyone in a Zika-affected area to take measures to avoid being bitten by mosquitoes. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.